Aloha on 4/17/21, and currently I'm recording this at 16:59 of the central zone of the Republic of the United States, whatever you want to call it. I'm just doing this Radio Hawaii show, KP Radio Hawaii, and currently when I say Hawaii, I mean tuning into Lemuria. You know, I still have feel a very close connection, and you know, it's kind of like you know, right now it's very important to, for me, I feel, to stay connected that way. And so we're just kind of going through the motions here and doing things that are, honestly, right now, I just don't feel very motivated. And if I don't feel that inner motivation to put up a lot of things, you know, then I don't. I just don't. So this, you know, whether people like that or not, that's not up to me. So to post a bunch of things, you know, a lot of things, I just don't. And I'm not saying that that's just the way it is. My body has been very, you know, I feel very, just sort of very like, no, I can't do it. Can't do these things. Just am not motivated or don't feel that inner motivation, to continue doing what I used to do. So, so all I can say is that here I am, and I'm just going to talk about it. So some people will tune into this, and perhaps some will not. I have been trying even just, and I haven't really been trying. I've just been sort of allowing this body and this mind to flow with the energies. You know, it's very different, and the energies are coming in. Now, I might post a couple things. It's almost like, you know, there's a couple things I have seen, I have read, and I'll be posting a couple of, I don't know what I'll be posting, but I'll put a couple of links perhaps. Elizabeth Wilcock and another one, wonderful one by Martin Geddes. So the couple of very fascinating articles that really kind of helped me flow through things. There's a lot that's going on. I know I'm here for a reason. You know, I know that this you know, Midwest journey is one of is almost something of, I'll call it, necessity, and it's almost, it's, you know, it's what I'm being called, I feel, by higher forces, you know, called to stay here and called to be here, stay here, discover, you know, discover things at the house, and discover the house treasures, you know. Sort of like, oh God, I got this treasure chest. And you know, the treasures are really, you know, really things I don't remember ever seeing, some of the things that are that I'm finding here. And so you know, I'm just continuing to let this ride go and to remain on the ride. So basically, sometimes I'm just trying to stay on the ride, you know, and not fall off. So, you know, there's times when I just want to say, oh, God, I don't need this. I don't want that. But I continue on. And it's almost like an entirely new foundation. It's like an entirely new foundation of living is coming in to coming into being, you know. And I'm not going to say it's just for me, but it's an entirely new foundation of living is like is coming into being. Being presented to us, to each person, from what I can tell. And, you know, we have a choice. And, you know, we have a choice to be in on this new foundation, or to try to stay on the old one. So it's very, very challenging for some people. I would say the vaccine deal is one of those. This art of war is so-called art of war. I would say, you know, let's call it the art of peaceful challenging, you know. And it's something like that. I don't know what the deal is, but it's sort of like it's the art of dealing peacefully with challenges. And that doesn't mean, you know, I don't like to look at things as fighting. You know, I'm fighting this or fighting that. I would have to say I'm not fighting, but I am, in many cases, standing up for, you know, the higher self. So the higher inner self. And some people, I won't say they don't like it. I don't know, but I just feel like, well, that's what the deal is. So we are moving forward. I tried a part two, but I just wasn't enthusiastic. I wasn't into it at all. So this is kind of a part two. And you know, it is, there's a lot of things that are going on that, it's almost like I'm in another world somewhere. You know, we're in a different world. And I really, it's very interesting to go through this. I say interesting, which is a bullshit word. It's interesting is like, I don't know what word to put onto it. But the bottom line is that I just feel like I don't belong to the world that's showing up in front of my eyes. You know, the world that's showing up out there, the world that's showing up is just not my world. So it's very clear to me that we are, I want to say we, but, you know, I'm just viewing things completely different than I used to. And so the thing about it is that I just sometimes feel so tired or feel, there are times when I feel like the energies are, yeah, like I mentioned before, they're kind of putting myself to sleep. And there's a type of, I felt it at the end of, I had to take a break after that first part, and it was like these energies were something was just I just couldn't keep my eyes open. And it's, I'm not sure the whole picture here, but I think the Elizabeth Wilcock article and Martin Getty's, both of those really shed a lot of light. I haven't posted them, but they both shed a lot of light for me. And you know, those things. You know, I'm glad we have people out there who are kind of writing about things that that really make you know, kind of put things together, put a lot of things together that resonate within me, within us. And to me, that follows. Now, I just posted a Charlie Ward video with Simon Parks. And I found that one also very, it's just a lot of different pieces of illumination that are coming from these things, shows that I watch. And, you know, this whole thing about waking up, it's really waking up, you know, waking up to who we are as, you know, spiritual beings. You know, our inner, you know, our inner, I call it, really the higher inner beingness. And to me, it's a very important step that we're all waking up to that, but also other people are kind of waking up to it as well. So, you know, there's just so much going on. And but that doesn't mean that we can't still be conscious in the moment with what is going on. So, I do find myself during the day, you know, again, taking walks, driving. Sometimes I still love to drive, and I'll probably go tomorrow to a coffee shop that I like and that does really good barista work. I do enjoy a great barista artist. And so if they are doing that, then I will go. If they're not, then I won't. So it's a little tough, you know, it's a tough for me to let go of Arcidium. It was tough, it's very challenging for me to let go of it. And I'm not saying that's going to be forever, but I just you know, I just, for some reason, I can't go in there anymore under those you know, prison conditions. So to me, it feels like a prison now, rather than I got to walk in and I got to protect myself. Well, you know, if I go to this different coffee shop tomorrow, I may actually have to wear, you know, wear a mask in, but that's expected. But I guess I'm not demanding that they let me go. So I will go in and then I will walk out without a mask. I'm not going to put a mask on just to walk a few feet to the door and then out the door. So I'm still sort of, you know, I'm not really a protester. I'm not really into that energy, but I'm also not into the energy of blocking my face. So, and if it happens to be a pissed off face, well, there it is. But more likely than not, it won't be that way. I'm not a sweetness. I'm not just out of that sweetness and light and everything nice scenario anymore. Sometimes I just feel like I gotta let people know, and I'm not there to bitch and moan, and I'm not there to certainly to stay in a bitchy and moany place, but I am here to standing up and I call it in my own sovereignty. Well, that sounds kind of, you know, okay, well, I've heard that before. And and just standing up, you know, and that's what I'm going to do. So I will stand up for excellent barista art. So if they do really good barista art, I will go in and I will support their channel. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. I just partly just enjoy the drive. I enjoy the different drives and, you know, perhaps, who knows, may go to Costco, may not, but, you know, we're just here to, you know, I can't say. I don't know. All I can do is take care of my own self. So that's right now, and not try and be, you know, everybody else's self. And I'm talking about higher self. So I'm just taking care of my own higher self and really allowing that to flow. And definitely when I have challenges and I feel there's something to share, I'll just share it. But if I don't feel there's anything I can really add to anything that's going on, I mean, really, it's just not, to me, it's not necessary, you know, to be everything to everybody. And I won't do it. So, and, you know, so all this stuff that's going on right now, we are kind of moving through this time. And I think what, you know, again, Elizabeth Wilcock in her article reminded me of the fact that we are traveling through a cloud of high energy photons or whatever you want to call them. And they are really activating us. They are just activating a lot of things within us. So, you know, we'll kind of go from here. So in any event, I think we're going to end this now with, I still love Kaulana Napua, precious are the flowers. We are the flowers of this universe. We are the flowers, and we are basically standing up for ourselves as flowers of light, flowers of life, flowers of, you may call it liberty, but we are who we are, and we are free to be who we are. So aloha, until we talk again. Aloha.